is your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network. I'm Leslie Smith. I'll be joined by Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Tom, what led to the big losses today across the cattle markets?
Leslie, it was very much like Friday. We saw influence from our financial markets taking a hit. At one time this morning, we had the stock market down 1,080 points. This put a lot of pressure on all the commodities, including our livestock markets. Our cattle market plummeted. We even saw October feeders down. They expanded $6.75 limit. We managed to bounce off that, but we still closed negative. We saw the box beef unchanged on choice at midday, down 12 cents on selects, had a movement of 59 loads, saw an estimated cattle kill of 109,000 head, and we saw a big turnaround in the hog market today. They went down early and closed strongly positive. On the close, August live cattle were $1.57 lower, October live cattle down $1.52, August feeders down $1.17, but October feeders down $4.57, and October lean hogs closed up the $3 limit.
Closing grains are next on the Radio Oklahoma Network.
The 31st Annual Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association Range Roundup back home at the Lazy E Arena in Guthrie, Oklahoma on the 28th and 29th of August. 12 historic ranches competed in 6 events, including wild cow milking, stray gathering, and the wild horse race. The OCA Range Roundup, sponsored by your Oklahoma Ford dealers, supporting once again the Children's Miracle Network. The OCA Range Roundup. For tickets, go to www.lazye.com or call 800-595-RIDE. Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here, and I want to tell you about Paragon Pipe Outlet Center in Sepulpa, Oklahoma. For 35 years, Paragon has manufactured tubular products for the oil and gas and construction industries, and now they're offering their products direct to the public. This is a new limited service, surplus pipe in sizes ranging from 4.5 to 16 inches. Common uses are fencing, gates, culverts, barn poles, and more. To save big money on new pipe products, look for us on the web at ParagonPipeOutlet.com. That's ParagonPipeOutlet.com.
Tom, what led to higher trade for the wheat markets?
Well, we saw the markets find support after opening lower. Now, we traded lower all night because of the world stock markets being down and our Dow Jones futures were down all night long. That caused us to see our grains lower. But after the 8:30 reopening of our grain markets, we saw some strength come back in our corn and our wheat markets. Our soybeans saw strength, too, but could not stay up as high and as positive as we saw wheat and corn. As far as other fresh news, there was none in our grain markets as we saw. On the close, September KC wheat and December both up 4.75 cents. December Chicago wheat up 4 cents. September corn up 3.5 cents. December corn up 3.25. September beans were down 12.5 cents. And November beans down 15.5, with December cotton down 286 points.
Tom, what's your phone number?
866-GO-TO-TOM.
It's with your market wrap-up on the Radio Oklahoma Network.